Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear.
They got you by the balls.
They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. You ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And everything we cover here is giving you the secrets of how they're screwing you, because we are not with the globalists. We are with the people. We are with our children. Tyler Bennett, we're going to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back with calls, but other key points.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, that George Carlin clip is so salient, because 25, 30 years ago, he's saying they're going to come after your Social Security. Well, they've already done that, right? And if you make more than $25,000 on top of your Social Security, they're going to tax it 50%. And the more you make, they'll start taxing more and more of your Social Security. And it's absurd and ridiculous that you paid into the system and they're going to tax you for it. So give us a call. We can help out with people on a W-2, 1099, whatever. You're paying too much to the government. Stop it.
And they're maneuvering us where we play by their games. We're going to go bankrupt and be insolvent where they want to control us. That's why everybody has to do this.
That's absolutely correct, Alex, because we all know that the grand scheme of the plan here is to divest the middle class from all its wealth, so they will not be able to combat. They won't be in a financial position. This is why they're coming after your guns, too, so that you can't combat what happens, and you'll be forced to comply, and you'll have nothing, you'll own nothing, and you'll be happy.
And you're about in the next hour to lay all that out with phone calls. Tyler Bennett, JonesTaxRelief.com, takes you right to American Tax Solutions. That way we get the sponsorship. They know you came from us. JonesTaxRelief.com. There's also a toll-free number, 833-900-4285. You are insane. You are letting them screw you over. If you don't use the law they actually wrote, that the regular CPAs and lawyers are 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years behind. Some of them covering something they did 20 years ago in college and not even telling you how they write new loopholes every year and change them within 18 months for themselves. Use the law for yourself. Go to JonesTaxRelief.com or 833-900-4285. Most important call you can make financially during this inflation, this economic attack, is 833-900-4285 or JonesTaxRelief.com. I am so passionate about this because I am sick of them using their fraudulent system against the people. 833-900-4285 or JonesTaxRelief.com. We'll be right back with Tyler Bennett and your phone calls on the other side. I tell you, when we archive this at Bandai Video today, take this little segment and put it on the front, because you knocked it out of the park, and so did George Carlin. Stay with us. Your phone calls. Talking to a real tax expert and lawyer straight ahead in 60 seconds. We'll be right back. Tell everybody you know, tune in and share this knowledge.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Talk about a revolutionary act. Our country started over no taxation or representation in the attempt to take the guns. And here we are yet again living through that cycle. This Monday, June 6, 2022 broadcast. Tyler Bennett, lawyer, the owner and the head of American Tax Solutions, donating JonesTaxRelief.com, JonesTaxRelief.com. We're about to go to the phone calls, my friend. Answer tax questions.
I'm excited.
Let's spend a few minutes before we do that about the services at JonesTaxRelief.com, powered by American Tax Solutions, because there's so many. I've got a big list here, but you guys can do so much. It's not just a tax season situation.
It's not. And there is a multitude of services we provide, but in order to make it easy to understand, there is pretty much three areas in the tax world, okay? There is the present, that's doing your tax return this year. There is the future, which is making sure you pay the least amount of taxes possible through entities, corporations, trusts, and whatnot. And there's the past, which means you're already in a hole and you can't afford to pay what you pay, what they claim you owe, and you need protection.
Absolutely. So you got bookkeeping. You got business consulting, you got business entity selection, you got estate and trust tax preparation, you've got financial statements, you've got IRS representation, payroll services, retirement planning, sales tax services, tax preparation and planning, tax levies, liens release, oh, is that key? Wage garnishment release, in penalties and interest, oh, that's key. Tax negotiation and settlement, reduce IRS tax fee, resolve back taxes, IRS audit defense, payroll tax negotiation, and more at JonesTaxRelief.com. All right, let's go to the phone calls here in the order that these amazing calls have been received. Let's talk to Susan in California. Susan, you're on the air with Tyler Bennett.
Alex, God bless you, and God bless you, Tyler.
Thank you.
I am a small business owner. I have an LLC acting as a partnership.
Okay.
I have worked for 1 year to get a trademark. I have trademark. They're telling me if I convert to an S corp or a C corp, I may lose my trademark. You guys handle that?
We do. So let me ask you a question, Susan. Is you're in a multi-member LLC if you're being treated as a partnership?
Correct.
Okay. So. Who's your partner? I mean, is it your husband or is it someone not in your family?
No, it's a producing partner. I work in Los Angeles. It's a production company.
Okay, so that's where a little bit of this wrinkle is because partnerships are flow-through entities on the federal level, you have to deal with both your taxes and your partner's taxes. And that's why you're telling me right now you want to get into a corporate setup because that prevents any kind of overpayment of tax.
So she needs a reorganization.
That's exactly what she needs. But she's concerned about the trademark being able to go to the new company. And we can help with that. That's a federal level. See, corporations, partnerships, all entities exist on the state level. However, copyright's a federal issue. And so we just need to talk to the right people and get it going. Because, yes, once the ownership of that trademark is distinguished, because the partnership is half you, half the production company. That's the wrinkle right now. And that's why I would tell anybody who's wanted to be a partner, go into business with a partner. Don't be a partnership. Be a corporation straight off the bat. That way you have an equal amount of stock, or however you want to decide it. And the IRS isn't going to tell you how much you have to pay in taxes. You're going to decide that.
You got it. And I'm a proud member of the Cut Pays the Stumble.
That's ETF. Right. That's right. Keep it up.
So generally, you don't want to be in partnerships. What do you just call it? Is contract agreement?
Well, so a partnership is a common law entity, Alex. So if you are just, if me and you decide, hey, let's go into business right now, but we don't actually create any legal documents, we're going to be considered a partnership on the state level. And the federal level is just going to disregard that and tax us both individually on our 1040s. And so because of that, if you have a partner that, let's say, took more than in distributions or took less in distributions, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're going to get taxed.
The point is, she sends you her info. You can give her a quick assessment.
Absolutely, Susan. So I got people standing by right now. We can give you absolutely a consultation and get you in.
And notice, Susan, he right away knew everything you were talking about. God bless you. We love you. All right, let's talk to Josh in Texas. Josh, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, first of all, my dad, who worked for himself, he successfully and legally approved himself to never pay an income tax because there is no law that says an American in the private sector or business has to file a 1040.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of people that end up never even paying anything. Tyler, I see you nodding. Well, I'm sorry, keep going, Josh.
Well, also, under the Article 6209, it also says that the IRS is a British monarch collection agency. So why are we telling people that they should file a 1040 when we should be telling people that they shouldn't pay income tax at all when the law doesn't even exist?
Well, here's the deal, Josh. I foreshadowed this earlier. You have the globalists that pay no tax and run the system. They have the loopholes they've written for all their minions. We're talking about how within the system to do that. Some people decide not to do it. But I can tell you, you got a bunch of employees, you run a big operation, they're going to come after you. And you're like, well, they're a fraud. Yeah, and they got federal grand juries that'll indict you and put you in jail. And so we're being completely honest that it's all a fraud. The 16th Amendment's a fraud. We don't believe in any of it. We're talking about the other path of mitigating it massively, or you can go the way you've gone. So I'm not debating what you're saying, Tyler.
But yes, you are correct, Josh. There are many inconsistencies from the 16th Amendment onward that you could say invalidate your obligation to pay taxes. However, all of these issues have already been litigated by, guess who, the IRS in their favor. And these specific arguments are called tax protester arguments. If you assert this and don't pay your taxes, you're going to get hit with a penalty and a fine. Is it right? No, but listen, like Alex said, we have to exist in the world that we live in because we're not globalists, okay? And so let me tell you, if you want to sue the government because you don't believe that the tax you paid is right, the proper venue to do it is to pay the tax and then sue the government. You may actually win. The crypto Tezos guys won that way. They paid the tax and then sued the government. Do not pay your taxes because you don't believe.
Well, here's the deal. Some people can fly on the radar and never do it. Illegal aliens don't do it.
100%.
All I'm saying is I'm not going to give advice out on air on how you should never pay any of these taxes. Of course, they're a fraud. Okay? That all we're saying is here's the way the elites don't not pay it and use the British common law, magistrate, governor, general, crown argument. They just write the loopholes and don't do it.
Exactly. And
so if your thing was the best, they'd be using it. They don't use that.
That's right. And the reason is if you type in IRS frivolous arguments into Google right now, the thing you just mentioned, that both of them will show up because the IRS has already litigated it. So those
I would never steer my audience into. I mean, you could go to Mexico, buy a car with a Mexican plate, get a Mexican ID, and say you're Juan Sanchez, and you might actually live your life pretty good if you just, you know, run a restaurant or mow yards or whatever and never pay taxes. If that's what you want to do, do it. I'm not giving that advice. But if you're, I'm talking about people that are raped by the CPAs, raped by the lawyers, who are going to go along with the system, well, know there's these loopholes for you. We're giving people that option. You understand we're giving options here, sir?
Yeah, I do. But I just think, you know, we all know in the Constitution that income tax is the third form of taxation and completely unapportioned and unconstitutional.
None of your so rights. And then if you waive your rights to Fifth Amendment violations and Fourth Amendment violations and all of when I get all that. You understand what we're doing is a separate thing from the whole Patriot movement and what they say. And a lot of the stuff they say is true, but most people end up getting in a lot of trouble doing that.
Yes, I agree with the Patriot movement's view on taxes, but I exist in this world. We're not of the globalist class. We're not of the IRS's class. They are City Hall, and they make the rules.
We're trying to show you the tricks the elites use. Again, the elites do not use Patriot arguments of the fraud. Of course, the New World Order and all the system and prop, it's all a fraud.
Yeah.
We're not debating that. We're saying, how does the establishment avoid it where they get it, where they don't go to jail?
Yes, we're saying we agree with you.
We're not creating our own new system. They write the law to get out of it.
Absolutely correct. So we know that the law has
it's like a video game that has a cheat sheet code.
Exactly.
We're giving you the damn cheat sheet code, folks.
Right. And you can always not play the game, but you're here.
Thank you, sir. And I knew we'd get those calls. I'm not mad at Josh. Very legitimate. That's why we're with Tyler Bennett and American Tax Solutions. They get all of that. We're
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, taking your calls with Tyler Bennett on the loopholes the system used to protect yourself and your family and save a ton of money. Now, I want to be totally clear to that last caller. I'm glad he called, and I'm not poo-pooing or putting down what he said. I want to explain something. You can pull up the articles that Jeff Bezos last year made something like $40 million of memory serves, and he paid zero tax. Elon Musk, because he's not part of the establishment now, I'm not saying he's perfect, he had to pay $16 million. That was still a small amount of his profit. Google pays less than 1% a year. They don't use, oh, the British Crown controls America and, you know, these UCC filings and all this. That works for a lot of people because the system's overwhelmed and it is all about self-compliance and about making you waive your rights. We get all that. We're not defending the system. We're saying you can be a globalist, which none of us are, or you can know their loopholes to protect yourself 90%. Or you can be a schmuck and do everything they say and follow along with it. Or you can just go rogue, which I kind of admire people that are doing that. I mean, the system's rogue. It's broken the social contract. It's totally out of control. The border's completely collapsed. They're shipping fentanyl in. They got pedophile drag queen story time. I'm not judging you. We're here talking about what the establishment does to protect themselves because they're not using the Patriot model. Tyler Bennett.
I agree because, look, I don't want to give any of my money more than I have to the government that's doing things that I disagree with, right? But the tax loopholes that were put in place that we use, that the globalists use, are they put in place and exist that you must know where they are. These types of the IRS is not a legitimate organization of the U.S. government, or they can't tax me for this reason, that reason. Those are what's called tax protester arguments, and I would say that's a red herring that the IRS put in the code because they want you to make those assertions so that then they can come back and penalize you 100% penalty for making what's known as
a... That's right. They don't want you to know the information we're laying out here, folks.
And you got to remember...
And again, if people want to completely go rogue and everything, more power to you. We're talking about, I'm not going to steer listeners into a fight with the globalist mafia. I'm going to give you the secrets of the cheat codes they've got.
Exactly. And you got to remember, there's a 1 out of 200 chance every year of being audited. That's just the reality of the situation. So a lot of people do crazy things and get away with it for some time, but eventually the dice will roll your
number. That's right. I don't need that in my life. Like Tony Montana says, I'm not going to kill this guy and his daughters. He doesn't need that in his life. I'm not going to steer you into BS or like certain people saying, oh, we got the voting machine proof. Trump will be back in August. Sure, that was popular while they were saying it, but it wasn't real. I'm in the long haul here, folks.
Exactly.
I'm not here to screw you over. I would rather die than give you bad advice.
And it's true because just like making money, right, is a quick money to be made, it's gone just like that. But if you build a business and every day you put in your toil, the sweat of your brow, that's money that you're going to build up and build up and build up. And so these tax arguments are like that. Sure, you might be able to get out of it for 1 or 2 years before they audit you and then pay it all back. But let's just build the ship correctly the first way so you're paying the least amount.
Yeah, they don't want people knowing the tricks they use.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm just trying to get patriots to realize this. And I'm not knocking them for what they've done. If they can be not part of the system, more power to them.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can go off the grid and do that, more power to you. As a tax professional, I cannot legally advise that you do that. But I will make sure you're paying the least.
Well, it's like the mafia comes and says, we'll burn down your grocery store if you don't hire our cousin and pay us money. Yeah, it's right to stand up against them, but is that the battle you're choosing?
Right, exactly. And the way we choose to fight that battle is we will give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but not one penny more because we disagree with
him. And they've written the loopholes where you pay almost nothing. All right, next up here. Let's move quick to these calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Florida. Josh, welcome.
Hey, how we doing? Great info. This information is probably the most powerful. To that last caller, that was like a straw man argument.
Right.
We exactly. live in the real world. We live in the real world, and people like that are dangerous. You could tell with his feminine crackling voice. The only fight he's ever fought was in a chat room. But anyway, let me preface. I've been a single member LLC since 2016, and I'm in e-commerce as well. I have my own screen printing business. I sell on Etsy, Amazon, Shopify.
Okay.
Alex, I'd love to do some fulfillment. If you need some weight lifted off your shoulders. But anyway, first couple of years was good. Now everything is getting harder and harder with profits.
Oh, yeah.
I also have IT security certifications, and I'm thinking about starting a consulting company. So I have an LLC. Now, if I start another entity, how would I absorb the LLC? What's the best way?
Do you want to finish your question? Or are we done?
Yeah. So I was just saying, I have a single member LLC now in e-commerce. Yeah. I'm thinking about switching to IT consulting and starting a new firm, but I still want it all to be under one umbrella.
Right.
And so I'd like to know.
The name of the game here is because you can have, listen, when you have multiple different business ventures, that's where LLCs come into play, because you can have it all umbrella into your parent company, which I would suggest having a C corporation. That way it's off your personal taxes altogether, pays a separate tax code. If the business, you know, heaven forbid, fails, it's not going to be your personal debt, either the tax debt or whatever.
So you just take the profit and pay tax on that, but it's a separate entity.
This is something that the elite do all the time. The top five Fortune 500 companies, they routinely load up a corporation with debt and then just sink it, because that's it. A corporation is a separate taxpayer in the United States, and the tax debt that it owes, the C-Corp, is not yours as an individual.
So Josh needs to call you. You have a non-disclosure, attorney-client privilege. Then you can give him real advice. But, yeah, C-Corp, brother, right?
That's exactly right. And for as many different business ventures as you have, a separate LLC for each one.
Well, that's like these big, you know, $100 billion Hollywood companies. Every film is a new C-Corp.
Yes. And
then whether it makes money or not, it's...
It's for liability purposes. See, when I started studying tax law, I realized half of tax law is about paying the least amount to the government. The other half is protecting your assets from anybody, your creditors, the IRS.
Well, that's like in this bankruptcy, the sewers go, why do you have another corporation runs the supplements? Because we went and got an FDA lawyer. That's what they said to do. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Because at the end of the day, if it's a rainy day for one of your corporations, one of your LLCs, every other single one is still in operation.
And again, the globalists set this up where they can win and then we lose. Everything is about shutting us down. Everything is about making us non-essential. If we just know their playbook and their tricks, they can't beat us.
That's exactly right. And that's what we'll do for you. Give me a call.
God bless you, sir. Great points, Josh. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to do 15 minutes the next hour. So Salente's cool with that. So I want to be able to take a lot of calls from Joshua and from Bill and from Kathy and from Tina and from Valerie and from Flex and from Jeremiah and from Tim and so many others. Toll-free number to join us, ladies and gentlemen, is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Nothing is more frustrating, folks, than knowing they've written the COVID themselves, like George Carlin said, and we're not using it. It's insane. We'll be right back. You need to learn this. This is so powerful. It's why I'm harping on it. Fowler Bennett's our guest. Stay with us.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling, because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now, everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now, the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
To an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Tyler Bennett, American Tax Relief here. Great sponsor of ours, JonesTaxRelief.com. We get the credit for it there. We appreciate you. And listen, I want to explain to listeners, we took that call earlier. Yeah, the system's a fraud. We're talking about what the insiders are doing, how people are protecting themselves, and we're taking your phone calls. That's the path we're discussing here. There's other paths. That's great. That's up to you. We're talking about the real world here. Let's talk to Joshua in Georgia. You're on the air with Tyler Bennett. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And Alex, God bless you for doing this this phone session, man. We're desperate. Real quick, my question is, my fiance for the 2019 tax year, it was under investigation to make sure she's who she is, right?
Okay.
So she got the paperwork, made the phone call, and everything was good to go. Never, ever got a check. And then the IRS, like, where's my check thing? As until this day, for a whole year now, it said under investigation.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. So what it sounds like, now let me ask you a preliminary question. Does she have a Social Security number or is it an I-10?
Yeah, it's Social Security number.
Okay, so if that's the case, she's a full-blown taxpayer of the United States. There's no reason those years should still be under investigation. What's happening is, when they call it investigation, this is a long-term audit that's happening. And so you need audit protection. We just need to call that revenue officer who's in charge of the case and for some reason hasn't pushed it off his desk because he's got a stick up his butt. But we'll figure out what that is and solve the problem. Because, I mean, especially if you don't owe any money, you know, and it's an identity issue, that needs to be nipped. It should have been nipped 2 years ago. Give me a call and we'll fix it.
Joshua, your audio got really low. Talking to your phone?
Oh, no. My phone's going dead. It beeped. I'm sorry. She got her taxes for this year back, and she was told by, you know, one of those little box deals that, you ought to be getting your last year's check then, too, if this one came through. But
well, that's another thing. They admit the IRS is way behind. It's a mess.
The IRS is way behind. Where I would caution you to take care of this sooner rather than later is there is no statute of limitations on money you owe to the IRS, right, if you don't file. If you file, it starts. However, if the IRS owes you money, it's a 3-short-year window. And we're already talking about 19 and 20, so we got to get on this before, you know.
That's right. They hold money thinking you don't know to take it.
Exactly. And
they're criminals.
Once it gets passed, right now it's 2018. So we got a few more months to get 19 and 20 before 19 will be past the statute of limitations. And even if she's owed back money, they do not have to give it to her and will not.
Joshua, thank you and God bless you. All right, Bill in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Howdy. So I was wondering what the possibility of if you're a W-2 claiming exempt and then paying the bill at the end of the year and holding your money aside.
Okay, so Bill, great question because you file one, you file zero, they're taking your taxes out of your check every year. And if you're getting a refund, you're giving an interest-free loan to the government for the entire year. Now, if you're good with your money and you can pay taxes at the end of the year, I absolutely recommend you go exempt. Don't let them have a dollar more than they need to. It's better off in your pocket where you can invest it than in theirs where it's sitting dormant.
Okay? Or sent to Ukraine.
Or sent to Ukraine, exactly. So instead, keep that money, and then at the end of the year, yes, you are going to have a tax bill. But this is where, you know, if you've got a side hustle or any other type of Schedule C deductions, you can write off against your W-2 income. You may not owe what they're saying in the first place. So, yes, last time I was on a W-2 several years ago, I was exempt because same reason. I was like, I'm responsible enough to manage my own money. I know I owe taxes at the end of the year. But I'm going to invest that money and make more money so that when I pay my taxes, it wasn't just an interest-free loan.
Cool. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, it's that whole process is so – it's just not efficient. So
exactly.
That makes sense for everyone to me. You know, like, you have a bill, and you know, if some other folks are thinking, oh, maybe I'm not as responsible, just look at how much taxes they're taking out right now and put that in a savings account. You know,
exactly.
You have the money.
Right. If you put it in a savings account even, you'll have more money than if the IRS gave it back to you. And if anybody's wondering how to do this, you're already on a W-2, just go to your HR department and submit a new W-4 and write exempt on the line. Now, remember, you will owe those taxes at the end of the year, but as long as you're financially responsible, that shouldn't be an issue.
All right, Bill, thank you. Kathy in Texas, thanks for holding.
Thanks for having me, guys, and thank you so much for having Mr. Bennett on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joshua brought up another question I had, but my first question for you, if you don't mind, I called your office, the number, last week.
Yep.
And I got a response right away, and then the guy who answered the phone answered lots of questions, and it was really good information and things that I needed to know. The rub came when he gave me the charge. I said, yes, that sounds like a nice fee. That sounds reasonable for what you're going to do. And I said, where can I send you a cashier's check? And he said, oh, just give me the bank account you want to use. Mm-hmm. Like, what? I just met you on the phone, guy. I'm not going to hand over my bank account.
I mean, that's fine.
And then the next day, I got a text message from another person with a different phone number saying, hey, this is so-and-so with Tax Group. You had reached out to our firm a while back. I know I promised to get back with you. So I just reviewed your case again and came up with a more efficient, affordable way to resolve your tax issues. I believe it's in your best interest to call me right away. And it's like, who is that?
I don't know who is specifically that was. I have 120 people who...
But that shows you guys are on the job.
That's the thing is, Kathy, when we with the information presented...
You guys cut to the chase.
On one phone call, we have so much of the picture. Once we have a little bit more, then we're able to, you know, tailor it bespoke to you. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, the first guy gave me the name of the person who was supposed to be going to handle my account, and then this email is from someone completely different. And so it's like, wait a minute, it's worded like a spam. You need to tell them to reword
it. Listen, that's because they're getting it done. Normal tax firms and stuff would take months and months of jacking around. They look right at it, they make a certification, move forward.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Kathy, is we got your number here. I'll take down your number and make sure your case is personally handled by me. You have nothing to
get her name and number right now. We'll do that. Thank you so much, Kathy. You had one other point, though, the caller brought up. You had another question?
Yeah. He brought up a three-year window on the rebate.
Yes.
Or the returns. They haven't paid us for the last 2 years. They owe us $12,000.
Okay. So we need to get on that now. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, then I can pay you out of that.
Well, you're going to have the head of the company calling you. We're going to give them the number right now. They're going to write it down. Thank you.
You'll be getting a call from me, Kathy.
Yeah, don't hang up on Kathy. Get her number. All right, Tina in Connecticut. You're on the air with Tyler Bennett. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. You are the daddy of information, and I appreciate you. And Tyler, I'm so glad to have you with in our corner.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm a senior citizen. I'm 60 years old. I have minimal money in my 401k. And with the talk about the economic hurricane and cyber attacks coming soon, I want to know how to take my money out, and because I want to buy just silver and gold without getting hit heavily tax-wise.
Right. Okay. You're over 59 and a half?
66.
Okay, so we can take it out without an additional penalty. That's the thing with traditional 401k accounts is even if you pass it on to your heirs, that tax still technically has to be paid because it was deferred. Now, an option that we do that may be of interest to you is we can liquidate that account, and then after we decide how much you owe in taxes, negotiate with the IRS and the state on that tax bill because you are a senior citizen. And it's kind of against public policy for them to take everything you have. And so that would be our argument. It's called effective tax administration.
Tina, don't hang up. Tyler, explains to her. I want to hear this as well. And Valerie, Brian, Jeremiah, Tim, Bruce, stay with us.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green Metal Whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Metal Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal. He was in a box way behind. He wanted to make a deal. The great Charlie Daniels, big listener, guest of the show.
The devil went down to
Georgia. Heaven.
He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said,
Boy, let me tell you what.
I guess you didn't know it, but
I'm a fiddle player, too.
And if you care to take a dare, I'll
make a bet with you.
Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due.
I bet a fiddle of gold against your souls. I think I'm better than you.
The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been.
Dollar Minutes, our guest here, American Tax Solutions, powered by JonesTaxRelief.com. And we are taking your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. Tina, you had a question about senior citizen 401k and the money. Go ahead, Tyler Bennett, you had more to say.
Tina, so what we were speaking on before the break is effective tax administration. Because you are a senior citizen, you want to pull out your retirement account. And because you don't believe in the market and et cetera, you want to put it in gold, right? Get it. So we have this concept called, in the tax code, called effective tax administration. It's a fancy three-letter word that just means fairness or equity in the eyes of the law, which means it would be unfair to collect taxes in the amount that they're trying to collect against you. And so what I have to look, you know, I have to take a look at your entire situation. But from what you told me, I would say let's liquidate this 401k and then negotiate those taxes with the IRS. Because just like the devil went down to Georgia, song said, the devil's in a bind and he's willing to make a deal. The IRS is also behind and they'll make a deal, especially with someone like you.
That's perfectly said. Does that answer your question, Tina?
It does, and I'll give him a call. Thanks so much, Tyler. I appreciate
Thank you.
It, guys.
Thank you. All right, let's take another caller from Canada. I don't know if you're an expert on their tax law, but that's the Inland Revenue Corporation or whatever. Valerie in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's in Canada, it's the CRA. So I don't have a tax question. It's more of an economic comment. So Tyler can take a bit of a breather, and all the Americans with tax questions can always check out JonesTaxRelief.com. But Tina's call was really interesting because it brought up so much of the way in which the Western world's been governed is based on signifiers. She's officially a senior, therefore the government's going to look on her as needing help. You got the right letter on your you got the right letter on your birth certificate. All of a sudden, people are like, "Well, you've got to biologically do that." And I'd love to debate that with you later, Alex, but that's not the time. That and basic income. But there's something I want to tweak you to called the last credit premium. There's a cultural economist. I don't know if you're both familiar with Tyler Cohen. But he talks about in the United States, if you go and get a four-year university degree, 70% of the increase in income that happens over having just your high school comes from that last course, that last credit.
That is absolutely true. But yes.
2.5% of the work. In Canada, it's worse. We have people with some college earn less than people with no college.
Yes.
So if you look at who got this bioweapon that identifies as a vaccine, it was people who were getting the economic rents from that last credit premium. It was people with bachelor's degrees. It was people with master's. People with PhDs who the system can't really hold down and bottle up their genius, they weren't taking it. People who've been pushed out of the system and don't have credentials like myself, they weren't taking it in the same numbers. And so much of that last credit premium feeds into the lack of dynamism we're seeing in our economy. Like Canada's got 2/3 the productivity of the United States. Japan has 2/3 the productivity of France, because in Japan, it's high schoolers who are killing themselves over a college entrance exam that determines their whole economic life. And we don't pay enough attention to how much the incentive of, I have a piece of paper that makes all the other people go, well, you must know what you're talking about. How much that has...
Well, very sophisticated what you're saying. Thank you, Valerie.
That is 100% correct. And it's, I mean, we've heard other economists say this as well, which is, if you're not planning on getting a higher level degree, actually, what are you doing in college? You're just wasting your money. But I'm not saying don't go to college. If you've got it up there, you're absolutely right. Whatever you have to do to get that pigskin, that's the difference between literally several extra $1,000 a month in your bank account versus not. And if, you know, I have friends, people that went to college and dropped out, and I didn't understand it, and you're 100% correct. There's people straight out of high school that make more money than they do and don't have any debt. So what I want to remind everybody out there is, in this country, school's not free. You have to pay for it. So you better have a plan to, you know, not only complete it, but do something that's going to make you money.
That's right. The biggest scam is education. I'm saying it's always bad, but on average, it's one of the worst bets out there. Jeremiah in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, brother.
Appreciate y'all taking my... I got a question, sir. It's actually two questions and a comment towards Alex. But nonprofit organization... my wife and I are in the process of, we're actually done all the paperwork, everything. We hired a company to do all the paperwork for us. Now we're in Virginia and we're actually just waiting on it to get approved. But, the reason why, the reason why we wanted to do it was mainly I'm a veteran and we wanted to help, veterans, like I was in a certain situation. Yeah. So we don't want them to be in that situation that I was in.
Well, that's beautiful.
And so, but the other reason why I want to do it as well, because I did go to school for business. I want to use my college degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, hey, like you said, it's not cheap. So,
that's right.
But what are the kind of loopholes? Because I did research, a lot of research into nonprofit organizations and looking at, think about it, Ronald McDonald House, Bill and Melinda Gates, Alex talked about it.
Oh, that's how the elite
handle
the money.
Owen.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. They harvest, they keep that money. And look at YouTube, how he said, I think Alex and Owen Schwartz said, you know, how they paid 0.5% onto it. But there are loopholes into it. I'm not trying to say I'm trying to get rich overnight.
No, but no. You need to keep your money. They use taxes to destroy little people. Little people do not pay taxes. So Tyler?
So, you know, there's basically two levels of not-for-profits in this country. There's 501c3, which you're applying for, which is way easier to get than the other one, which is called a 508 faith-based organization. If you're able to do that, not only do you not pay anything in taxes, but the government can't even ask you how many assets you have. Now, when you're a 501c3, you have to fill out a form called a 990 every year that shows how much money you did make, how many assets you do control. It's not taxable, but the IRS still has, you know, their hands in what they know about you, and they're going to know everything that you're doing. And the reason that's important is because, believe me, as noted, there's lots of these organizations out there, and not all of them are kosher. And that's how the IRS gets you from the self-reporting requirements of the 501c3. Depending on what you're doing with veterans, if it's faith-based or anything like that, I would recommend looking into a 508 corporation entity, because they don't have even any filing requirements, no disclosure requirements, like a church, right? If a church receives money, it does not need to tell the government how much it received if it's an FBO.
Because of the First Amendment.
That's exactly right. But if you're a 501c3 not-for-profit, you absolutely have to report everything you have, even if you're not paying taxes on it. And believe me, the government's going to keep tabs on you.
All right, brother. Thank you, Jeremiah. Let's cram in one more call before we go to break. Tim in Ohio. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Tyler, when a word is given a definition in law, it cannot be expanded from the definition given in the law, correct?
I am sorry. Can you repeat that one more time?
When a definition is given in the law, can it be expanded from the definition given in the law?
Absolutely. So the first IRC-1 is the definition of income, and it started out as a paragraph about a half a page long. I was just telling Alex earlier, it's 60 pages long now, one definition. So the legal definitions are constantly evolving, both on the IRS trying to collect as much money as possible, being as they are the world's largest collection agency, and also from the loopholes that the lobby groups are putting into the tax code every year.
Yeah. So I was thinking the only place you really have to go is levy and distraint, and it defines in the code who is allowed to have levies made upon them, and it is an employee, officer, or an elected official of the United States, or, you know, any, you know, and it goes on, but they can't levy anybody that's not one of those people. So I had a buddy that had his bank account levy, and when they sent that levy, they left out that subsection A that tells them who they're allowed to make a levy on, and the bank took their money, and he ended up getting it back.
Hold on. Thank you. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.